This is what we're building now, the Pasadena to Azusa segment. It's about 11.5 miles. There are 5 cities through which the train's going to travel. There's going to be 6 stations, with 2 going in Azusa. This phase, by the way, is completely paid for by local dollars through Measure R. It's an LA County measure that was passed by voters a couple of years ago to pay for this project and a lot more projects that are being put forward by Metro. The next phase would be the Azusa to Montclair. That's currently undergoing the environmental review. It's about the same distance. I think there's 6 stations there, but there is no funding for it. We have some that's left over from the Pasadena to Azusa segment, but there's not enough to cover it, so we have a shortfall there. And the last would be an airport extension to Ontario. And that one is a little more complicated because it's not in LA County, it's actually in San Bernardino County. And then there's some issues going around with Ontario Airport Management, so that's way in the future, but it is on the radar. Really, what I'm going to talk about today is what we're doing by way of outreach for the current phase that we're working on. As I said, it's completely funded by Measure R. This phase of the project will be constructed using 3 design-build contracts, the first of which was issued last year for the what we call the iconic freeway structure. It's basically a bridge that goes over the 210 freeway, the eastbound lanes only. And it's taking the train off the center of the freeway into Arcadia, which will eventually be at grade. For the most part, the light rail system is at grade. There's a couple of places where it's below and over, but for the most part, it's at grade. And the second contract that was just issued and a notice to proceed, or interim notice to proceed, was just given in November, is to the design build team of Kiewit Parsons. And I understand, if I'm not mistaken, Kiewit was the contractor on the bridge in Armageddon. So Kiewit was also the main contractor on phase one of the Metro Gold Line from LA to Pasadena. So I think it's a good relationship. The value of the contract was $486 million. And then the last contract is to design and build the 6 parking structures. Some of them will be lots, some of them will be structures. And that process of it is going to get started after the first of this year, coming near. This is kind of an artist rendering of the stations. Again, we build to Metro specifications, so the stations are, for the most part, pretty standard. Canopies, benches, lights, ticket vending machines, those are all very standard features that you'll find at all the stations. What is different is that each station will have different artwork. And in, I think, public transportation, art is a component. I think it's 1%, if I'm not mistaken, 1% of the construction costs goes into station art. So the cities all had an opportunity. They went out to bid. We had city commissions put in place for the art from the community members, and they were elected, not elected, but assigned or asked if they would be on the committee by the elected officials in that city. They worked with the selected artists to come up with their concepts, or to finalize their concepts, so all that is already done. And when construction starts on the alignment part of the project, the artwork is part of that component. This is the I-210 bridge that's currently under construction. It is over 500 feet, the span, and it only crosses the eastbound lanes. This is pretty true. If you've been in the area, I grew up in the area, there was a bridge there at one time that took the Burlington Northern Santa Fe off the center of the freeway. And the reason it's in the center of the freeway is the train line was there first. And then they built the 210 freeway, so therefore they built around it. And that's why the Gold Line currently has 1, 2, 3 stations in the center of the freeway. There will no longer be any stations in the center going east. It's going to jump off on this bridge into Arcadia, and then for the most part travel at grade going east. This is just some of the work that was done. The three columns, very huge columns, had to be put in place. They drilled, no piling, pile driving on this project, but because there's a community just to the south that, and it's Arcadia, we didn't want to get involved in that. And it is a design build, but the contractor decided it was better for them overall to drill the holes instead of pile. So these are cages, rebar cages, are 110 feet tall, 10 feet in diameter. They were dropped into these holes and then concrete pour, and now you'll see later kind of where it's going. And it will support the bridge. So we've completed some the clearing, we've completed the installation of the columns, and then the coming work, if you drive by there now, you'll see this very interesting red form that's on one of the bottom portions of the column. It's actually going to be part of the, you can see it here, the columns at the very bottom. You know, that you have to create a form that you put around the rebar cage, and then you put the concrete, and it kind of gives you that effect, the artistic effect that you see on the sides there on the columns. So that work has already started. And we are also working on the abutments on both the west and the east. And all this work, however, will require that the freeway, we've already had partial lane closures, but we will have to close down the eastbound lanes completely on this project, especially when we build the false work, so that at a future point in time, crews can actually work while the freeway continues to flow. And that's going to be happening twice before Christmas, and then the majority, I think, another 15 times in January. We are working very closely with Caltrans. Of course, this bridge actually had to be approved. The design had to be approved by Caltrans because it's going to be handed over to Caltrans to maintain. And so they are very picky about the materials, and rightfully so. If they're going to be having to take care of it, then they have a say in it. And so all the approvals have been received, and it's moving forward now pretty quickly. You can see up at the top right, this is the state of the area back in the summer. And now on the left, it's what actually is just a couple of days ago. I don't know if you can see it, but there's like a red form in the median. And that is the formwork that was put around one of the columns so that they can start putting the concrete in there so that it will form that beautiful kind of design work on the bottom portion of the columns. So there's a column here to your left, and there are two columns in the median, and that will be part of the support that for the bridge span. And again, it's only on the east side of the 210 freeway. You can see here the closures are going to be between Baldwin Avenue and Santa Anita Avenue on the eastbound lanes only. Any full eastbound lane closures will take place between midnight and 5 a.m. We do have a detour route. And we've walked the community quite a bit to let them know, because these are, you know, you're having, as much as we do to outreach to the ports of LA and the ports of Long Beach and the Trucking Association, you still have smaller independent truckers that either are not aware of the closures and they end up on one of the, you know, side streets for the detour. And even though the detour is on a major arterial street that is barely, it's traveled, I think, from east to west in the Sangerville Valley, in this area of Arcadia, you have homes right up against it. So, just our luck. So some of our outreach, our biggest point is that we want all of this to be seamless. All of these are design build contractors that are going to be completing this project. So they're the ones who are coming up with the ideas for outreach. Of course, we approve it. We make suggestions. We approve anything before it goes out so that we have a consistent message, consistent branding, and then it gets done. But our main concern is that it's seamless. They don't know who it's coming from. It just says the Metro-Goldwyn Construction Authority. We try to identify ways in which we can collaborate with local organizations, schools. There are a few schools in the area. They're not as close as some of the schools in phase one, which is probably a good thing. But we make sure that we get back to our residents or anybody who's calling about issues. We have an 800 number that actually turns a message into a WAVE file, and I get it in my email. My subcontractor, my liaison with community outreach, my contractor gets it. He makes sure he addresses it, but it comes in a WAVE file, and all my email I get on my iPhone, so
There's no reason why I couldn't or we couldn't respond to that immediately.